Agentic RAG with OpenSearch Serverless. Anatomy of a Pattern, the Agentic RAG pattern with OpenSearch Serverless promises elastic scale and semantic retrieval without infrastructure management, but hides serious latency, cost, and consistency pitfalls that financial-grade systems cannot afford to ignore. In this article, I dissect the pattern's anatomy, map when it works, when it fails, and how to configure it with production-grade rigor. When AWS announces a new generation of OpenSearch Serverless aimed at agentic AI, the technical signal that matters is not in the press release, it's in the design implications most architects will discover too late. Cold starts that destroy latency SLOs, OCU costs that explode with batch embedding workloads, and the illusion that serverless eliminates the need for partition modeling and concurrency control. I have 16 years building financial systems on AWS infrastructure, and I know what happens when a promising architectural pattern meets the reality of a regulated environment. This article tears down the agentic RAG pattern from the ground up. The problem it solves, its internal anatomy, the numbers that matter, and, most importantly, when you should not use it. The real problem, why classical RAG breaks in agentic workflows. Classical RAG is a two-phase pattern. You retrieve K-relevant documents via vector search and inject them into an LLM's context for generation. It works well for static Q&A over a stable knowledge base. The problem surfaces when you add agency, that is when the LLM iteratively decides which tools to call, which queries to reformulate, and how to compose the final answer from multiple heterogeneous sources. In a real agentic workflow, the retrieval chain is not linear. A financial agent answering, what is the consolidated credit risk for this counterparty across all exposures in the last 90 days? May issue 4-to-8 retrieval calls in sequence or in parallel, each with a different query vector, crossing indices of contracts, market news, rating history, and regulatory data. The vector index becomes a hot path component with P99 latency requirements below 200 MISPs per call and throughput of tens of queries per second per agent session. Classical OpenSearch serverless had a well-documented problem here. The OCU, OpenSearch Compute Units, model scales per collection, not per query, and the cold start of an idle collection can reach 2-3 minutes, unacceptable for any interactive agent. The new generation promises more granular scaling and lower provisioning latency, but the architect still needs to understand the capacity model to avoid a surprise at month-end billing, technical anatomy. Each component and its critical configurations. Vector indexing in OpenSearch serverless, the heart of the pattern is the KNN index. In OpenSearch serverless, you choose between HNSW, Hierarchical Navigable Small World, and IVF Inverted File Index. For agentic workloads with high read throughput and low latency, HNSW with F construction, FinDuos, and MCCs offers the best recall latency trade-off. Expect P50 of 15-30 mimis and P99 of 80-50 mimis for collections up to 10s and vectors of 15-36 dimensions, Titan embedding VDOOs. Beyond that, the memory cost per OCU starts pressuring the budget. Each OCU supports approximately 8 GB of indexing memory, chunking and embedding strategy. Retrieval quality starts in the ingestion pipeline. For financial documents, contracts, prospectuses, regulatory reports, I use hierarchical chunking. 512 token chunks with 64 token overlap, preserving structural metadata, section page, effective date as filter fields in the index. This enables hybrid search. Vector search plus metadata filter, reducing the search space and improving precision without increasing K re-ranking. The most underestimated component retrieving the top 20 candidates via KNN and re-ranking them with a crossing encoder, CoherRank or Bedrock re-rank. Before injecting into the agent's context is the difference between a system that hallucinates and one that cites correct sources. Re-ranking cost is low, zero mean, zero DUIs per mils documents on Cohere, and the precision gain in specialized domains is consistently 15-25% in MRR at tests on benchmarks I've run internally. When to use this pattern, the honest criteria, the agentic RAG pattern with open search serverless fits well under a specific set of conditions. First, workloads with high traffic variability and low predictability. If you have daytime usage peaks with overnight valleys, the serverless model amortizes the cost of idle capacity you would pay for with a provisioned open search cluster. For a financial analyst support system peaking from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with residual overnight traffic, savings can be 40-60% compared to a Trisnode MCG.2x large cluster. Second, knowledge bases that grow non-uniformly. Regulatory documents, meeting minutes, risk reports, corpora that grow in sprints, end of quarter, market events, and stay stable for weeks. The async ingestion model of OpenSearch serverless with Glue or Lambda processings as SQS queues of new documents adapts naturally to that rhythm. Third, multi-tenancy with data isolation. OpenSearch serverless supports data access policies per collection with IAM conditions based on tags, AWS resource tag tenant. For a financial SaaS platform with multiple clients, you can have one collection per tenant or use index namespaces with granular access policies without operating separate clusters. The most important negative criterion: do not use this pattern if you have end-to-end latency SLOs below 500 mSm for the complete agent response. An agentic cycle with 3 score rounds of retrieval, re-ranking, and LLM generation will rarely stay below 3.8 seconds at P50. That is acceptable for async analysis, unacceptable for trading or real-time credit decisions. Anti-patterns, what will break in production? SaaSrisk single index for all tenants without metadata filter. Placing documents from multiple clients in the same index without a tenant-ID field as a mandatory filter on all queries is a data isolation failure. In regulated financial environments, this is an audit finding, not just a product bug. Ask embeddings generated at query time without cache. Calling Bedrock Titan to generate the user query embedding on every request without caching embeddings of frequent queries adds unnecessary 15-mms and API cost. Use Elastic Cache with a 5-minute TLO for recurring queries in agent sessions, Astra's K2High without re-ranking, retrieving top 50 or top 100 documents, and injecting everything into the LLM context without re-ranking fills the context window with noise, increases token cost, and degrades response quality. The correct pattern is K20 with re-ranking down to top 5. Ignoring the OCU cost model for batch ingestion workloads. Indexing OCUs and search, OCUs are built separately. A batch ingestion job processing 1M documents can provision DES plus indexing OCUs for hours and generate an unexpected bill. Always throttle the ingestion pipeline and monitor indexing OCUs in CloudWatch. No idempotency in the ingestion pipeline. Reprocessing documents without content. Hash verification creates duplicates in the vector index, increases storage cost, and degrades search precision with redundant chunks. Use a SHA-256 hash of the content as document ID and perform upsert, not insert. Relying on SET auto-retry without agent-level idempotency. Agentic workflows with step functions or bedrock agent that retry retrieval tool calls without idempotency guarantees can emit duplicate queries to the index and accumulate inconsistent context in the session. Each tool call must have a traceable call, ID, security, and governance in regulated financial environments. In financial systems, the vector index is not just a performance component. It is a repository of potentially sensitive data. Embeddings of confidential documents can, in theory, be partially reversed with embedding inversion attacks. This is not science fiction. Recent research has demonstrated partial text reconstructions from vectors of popular models. Mandatory controls I implement in production 1, KMS CMK with annual rotation. Every OpenSearch serverless collection must use a customer managed CMK. AWS App Insight serverless is not sufficient for regulated environments. Configure the KSMS. Via service condition in the key policy to restrict usage exclusively to the service point dues. Data access policies with list privilege. Separate IAM roles for ingestion, AOS create index, AOS write document, and for search, AOS read document. Never give the agent write permission on the index point trees, VPC endpoint for open search serverless. In financial environments, all traffic to the index must pass through VPC open search serverless with an endpoint policy that rejects requests from outside the VPC. This eliminates the exfiltration vector via the public internet 4. Query auditing via CloudTrail. Enable AOS API call in CloudTrail to log all queries to the index. In LGPD SCDP AIR environments, this is necessary to demonstrate that personal data is not being accessed outside the authorized context. 5. Data classification in chunk metadata. Add data classification, publicate nil, confidential, restricted, and retention date fields to each index document. Use these fields as mandatory filters in data access policies to ensure the agent never retrieves documents above its authorization level observability, what to monitor and why. An agentic reg system without adequate observability is a black box that fails silently. Quality degradation, less precise responses. Increasing hallucinations does not show up in infrastructure metrics. You need a three-layer observability strategy flawed Tier 1. Infrastructure, CloudWatch, search OQs and indexing OQs. Alerts when 80% of configure maximum capacity, search latency P99, SLO of 150 MS, alarm at 129 MS, to allow reaction time indexing rate, documents second. Sudden drop indicates a problem in the ingestion pipeline search request rate versus search error rate 0. 1% triggers investigation layer dues, application, OpenTelemetry Plus, CloudWatch logs, insights. Instrument each agent cycle with a trace span that includes number of retrieval rounds, effective K per round, re-ranker latency, context tokens injected into the LLM, and response confidence score. This allows correlating quality degradation with traffic or data changes. Layer 3's retrieval quality offline. I implement an async evaluation pipeline with RAGAS, Retrieval Augmented Generation Assessment, that runs daily over a 5% sample of production queries. The context precision, context recall, and faithfulness metrics are published to CloudWatch as customs metrics and integrated into the product's SLO dashboard. A 10% drop in faithfulness over 7 days is an indicator of knowledge-based drift that requires reindexing. Keep collections warm with heartbeat queries. The cold start of idle OpenSearch serverless collections is the biggest operational risk of this pattern. Configure an event bridge scheduler to fire a lightweight heartbeat query, JGET, INSYS every 10 minutes on critical collections. The cost is negligible dolero. 50 Maltmer in OCUs and eliminates the risk of a 2-3 minute cold start on the first access of the day, which in financial systems may be exactly when an analyst needs an urgent answer before market open. My curation note. After implementing variations of this pattern in three distinct financial environments, asset manager, digital bank, and insurer, the hardest lesson I learned is that RAG quality is determined 70% by the ingestion pipeline and 30% by index configuration. Architects who spend weeks tuning HNSW parameters while having poorly structured chunks and missing metadata are optimizing the wrong thing. My practical recommendation. Before any index tuning, invest in a golden dataset of 200-300 domain-specific, query, relevant document, pairs and use it to measure context recall. If it's below 0.75, the problem is in chunking or embedding, not in key and end. Open Search Serverless is a good choice for this pattern, when the minimum cost of $7 is justifiable and traffic is genuinely variable. Outside of that, a small provisioned cluster with UltraWarm delivers better TCO. Verdict, use with criteria, configure with rigor. The agentic RAG pattern with Amazon OpenSearch Serverless is technically mature and operationally viable for financial-grade systems, as long as you accept its constraints clearly. The minimum cost of $700 in OCUs is non-negotiable, and cold start is still a real operational risk that requires active mitigation. On the other hand, the IAM-based data access policy model is genuinely superior for regulated multi-tenancy, native hybrid search support, Vector plus BM25 is a concrete advantage over PGVector, and the absence of cluster management frees engineering capacity for what truly matters: ingestion pipeline quality and continuous retrieval evaluation. My recommendation: adopt this pattern if you have agentic workloads with variable traffic, a specialized domain knowledge base, and multi-tenancy requirements with data isolation. Avoid it if you need sub-NGMEMS P99 latency, have predictable and constant traffic, or if the base cost is not justifiable by usage volume. In any case, invest first in the evaluation golden dataset. Without it, you are flying blind.